Hello?
Hello, is that Andrew?
Who is this?
It's the police.
Okay, and which station are you calling from?
Calling from Inverurie.
Okay.
Family Protection Unit. I left your message on your mobile phone because I couldn't get through on your landline.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Andrew, tell me, what's your date of birth?
31st of August, 1965.
31st of August, 1965. What we have to do, Andrew, is I've spoken to supervisor and we've got to do some checks, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, and then we'll get back to you tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Organise whether we need to get statements or whatever.
Well, you would have to, there would have to be an arrangement for a responsible adult to be with.
Yes, no, we'll get all that sorted out if we need to go there. At the moment, we've got to do the checks, all right.
I would just like to give you the information that you will find useful.
Okay.
I actually was at a tribunal.
Yeah.
In May last year, where a DC Bonner was told me and the tribunal that Paul Morrell was not there. Among others, he was not at the children's home,
mm-hmm.
could not be found, and etc. But he's obviously still been there, and I was physically and sexually abused at that home.
Okay.
But physically by Paul Morrell, and also subject to unethical human medical experimentation in the form of a gag with medications. But anyway, Paul Morrell will know all that and a great deal more.
Mm-hmm.
Also child prostitution, not only at the home but also in the community, including Port Elphinstone Primary School and Inverurie Academy.
Okay, so what I have to do is...
Final point.
I'm going
to give you relevant information. Corroboration. James Moyer of 3 Hathaway Close, Torquay, sent me an email beginning this year, I think, telling me that Paul Morrell was still at the home, and he corroborated what I said, that Paul Morrell was violent, and also, I think at least, violent, and also giving illegal drugs to him and other children.
Okay. We will do some research tomorrow morning as soon as I come in on duty, okay, and then I'll get back to you tomorrow. Which is easiest to phone you, on your home line or your mobile?
Are you going to call me in the morning?
I don't know if it'll be the morning. It might take a few hours to get all the research done.
Well, what you will have to do, the best thing to call me either way is on this phone.
A landline.
The chances are if you don't call in the morning, I will not be in.
Okay.
I don't know. I have a sleep disorder as well.
Yes, yeah, I saw that you have with your medication that you have at the minute.
Yeah, and basically, this is the best phone, because even though I carry my mobile, I have difficulty hearing it.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I left your message on it, so you can just ignore the message that I left.
I took note of the message.
Right, okay. So as I say, we're just going to do all the historical checks to find out
mainly as children, were also involved in child prostitution.
Okay.
I think you'll find that the children's homes were mainly for children like that. I mean, as far as I was concerned, I was there in care around about age 3, so I was in care mainly because my mother died.
Oh, right, okay.
So I didn't really know about, I knew things were happening, but because I was medicated most of the time, it takes many years to put it together.
Have you any middle names, Andrew?
No.
No middle names. And where were you born? Aberdeen or...?
No. Yorkshire. Hull. In Hull.
Okay, that's fine. It's just so I've got all the details that I'll need. And so we can do the investigation, you know, obviously look at the historical stuff in the morning. And
there's quite a bit there. I think you will probably find a lot to do with the Jimmy Savile business in there as well, because a lot of the children used to talk about Jimmy Savile, Freddie Starr, and Cyril Smith, but that was when I was at Oak Bank.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I also encountered a child who spoke of abuses at the Jersey home, although he didn't name the home, he mentioned the Channel Islands of Jersey and that,
mm-hmm.
or he mentioned firearms, but I think that was more like, I had a reputation for repeating the things I heard, and they used to beat him quite viciously, and if you did speak of the abuses or complain about them, you were set about by other children, because it was a bit of an industry for a lot of the children. Okay, they're not all angels, but nevertheless, you know, they were children.
Okay, well, let me start getting sort of the historical checks and everything done, and then we'll come back to you.
Okay, well, I was in care from around 1968 in Scotland.
1968, okay.
I think I first entered St. Martha's. I was sexually abused there also.
Okay. All right, and I'll be back in touch with you, at least to give you some form of update tomorrow.
I think I can definitely provide you with the email, but James Moyer was in care from a baby. Perhaps even younger than me. I was about 3, and he's older than me, but he was in care as a baby, and I think he had a sexual relationship with a girl when he was a young adult, a teenage adult, but I think it was more to do with the money side of things. I said there was a lot of prostitution. I think she was about 14 or 15
at the time. Yeah, okay. So, date of birth is 31/08/1965 at Hull.
No, that's right.
Perfect. No middle names, and you're Andrew and Huckins, just spelled normally.
Yeah.
And your home address is 13/6 Harry Smith Place, HARRISMITH Place, Edinburgh, EH75 Papa Echo.
Yeah, I've got, I don't like people in my flat, but basically, you would have, if any person is to visit me, the local police are already aware of this. Because I have been campaigning quite a while, you know, putting up posters and that, and they tend to object to me doing that. But anyway, I would speak to people at the door if you turn up at my flat, so it might be better if you arrange for me to be in with someone, an appropriate adult who has no ties with government, and certainly no ties with any religious orders.
Yeah. Right, well, we'll get our historical stuff done first, and then we'll get it moved on from there.
Okay.
All right. I'll be in touch one way or the other tomorrow, just to let you know how we're getting on with the inquiries.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, okay, bye-bye.
You do, of course, know that Paul Morrell, I've seen him on the internet once. I had a very hard time finding him. He travels along, well, he does use drugs. But the hippie trail is also sometimes known as the Gary Glitter Trail.
Okay.
And I think he's what he has been, at least on one occasion, perhaps more a visitor to that.
Okay. All right, that's no problem. And I'll get the incident that you called in updated again, because I put it down, I couldn't get hold of you, but I thought, I'm going home, I'll just phone you quickly and see if you were there, so you are.
Thank you very much.
And I'll be in touch tomorrow, one way or the other. If we've not finished our research, I'll let you know, and we'll just continue doing the research and then get back to you. But I will let you know one way or the other tomorrow.
Thank you, bye.
All right, no problem, bye-bye.